The federal government has given Utah the initial go-ahead to move forward with its existing health insurance exchange. Utah was one of four states led by Republican governors to get approvals Thursday morning from Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Exchanges are online health insurance marketplaces pioneered in Utah and Massachusetts. Utah's exchange was launched on a limited basis in 2009 and fully implemented 2 years later. Jason Stevenson of the nonprofit group Utah Health Policy Project told UPR there are only 7,000 Utah residents participating in the existing exchange. But he says with the federal extension, Utah can continue to set the standard for other states, but that more needs to be done to include residents living in rural communities of Utah.
The state has shown some reluctance to really involve community organizations and advocates in the stakeholder process of developing the exchange. And what we need to do is really lean on the people who know these communities well, because otherwise we feel that they're going to miss out, that they're not going to be found, they're not going to take advantage of these benefits that are now being offered.
More transparency is needed by government officials, says Stevenson, who are responsible for making recommendations and taking public comments on Utah's plan to expand its plan to provide an individual health insurance market by 2014 to meet federal requirements.
And so we are going to be asking and really perhaps even pushing the state to move forward with better governance, more transparent governance, because we ultimately believe that we'll have a better product. It seems like common sense to us that the more people who are directly affected by healthcare or involved in the process of putting it together and making it work, the better product we'll get in the end.
Enrollment to participate in Utah Health Insurance Exchange programs opens in October. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.